We're in.
All right. Nice, easy. We still made it within the 1 week as promised. But before we get into today's episode, catch us up. How have you been, Mr. Shrimp?
Me personally, I have been okay enough considering everything. School has been how you put well, I can't put it the way that I want to put it because Daddy Demonetize is going to come into my room and beat me again. So what I'm going to do?
I mean, we haven't been monetizing these
Oh,
episodes.
all right then. So then why has he been anyway? That's questions for later.
So when we monetize,
Yo, school has been.
he's appeared mostly in like episodes we monetize, but yeah.
Well, in that case, school has been, how you say, a motherfucker. So that's mainly what's going on. But I have been playing a lot of Pokemon. It's been actually like a really, really good experience. And other than that, yeah, me and Karasu are gonna do our Pokemon battle later today. We'll let you guys know about what's going on with that. I don't know if it's gonna be the next episode or if it's gonna be its own mini episode, but we'll tell you the deets of that one soon.
All right, if I'm going over there later, then like I can post the we can re battle record right after, and then I'll post it all together.
We
Ooh,
could super do that.
big brain, Alakazam IQ. But no, I was going into the more important details. For example, yesterday, what was yesterday?
What was yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday was a very important day because at 11 p.m. Trump got COVID, so I it was party across the country. But no, for real, for real, for real. Outside of politics.
I
So
mean, yes,
yesterday.
that too. But like
But yesterday
yesterday.
was my birthday, guys. It
Yeah.
was me. But I thought, okay, so I thought Karatsu was gonna say so. But yeah, yesterday was my birthday. So your boy is now 21. I can drink legally, just like I can drive.
Drink away his problems.
And now so I wasn't able to celebrate it yesterday because I had to go to work. But on the weekend, it's gonna be really cool. We're gonna go bowling and
Give me one. Okay.
oh, he's doing the thing, guys.
I'm here. I
He's
just had to
nah,
leave,
don't
but
worry,
I
you gotta do things sometimes. It's
yeah.
okay. Man, I am also side note, I'm fighting Bianca right now, and man, this Muna is being so tough to put down, and I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure we should save that battle and the Charon battle that follows right after for next episode.
There's another one?
But now, yeah, he's like right there as soon as you get out into the route. But before we get into those battles, we should probably get into today's episode. And quite a bit happens. Like we've reached the biggest city in Unova. And last episode, I called it Cresselia City. It's not Cresselia City.
It is Castelia City. Oh, before you
It's
before you forget,
close.
we still need to do Pinwheel Forest too.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do. We didn't get there.
Oh,
We
right.
stopped at the right at the beginning of Pinwheel Forest.
Okay.
Yeah, so
So I'll do a breakdown of what the story is, but there's a lot between Pinwheel Forest and Cresselia City, and Cresselia City itself has like a dozen mini things to do, so I'll give a run through of the story real quick. But after that, we're going to talk about everything there is to do in the big city.
because there is,
The
in
region
fact,
itself,
a lot. It is
the
pretty
region
crazy.
itself is based on New York, but this is the city that represents it best of all. Okay, so where we left off was entering Pinwheel Forest because Team Plasma has not has has stolen the Dragon Skull, which is this Dragonite skull found in the Museum of Nekrine City because they believe that it is what's going to revive either Reshiram or Zekrom, depending on whether you're playing white version, that like I am, or black version, like Mr. Shrimp is. However, this isn't the case entirely. As we mentioned, it's a Dragonite skull. If you look at the whole skeleton, that looks like a Dragonite. I'm pretty sure it has a Dragonite smile. I can't remember at the moment, but the point is, Team Plasma went in and stole it. And going through Pinwheel Forest, the point is, it's just like Viridian Forest. You go around in this weird zigzag, and you beat trainers, you catch Pokemon. And at the end of it, I think this is the first time you're threatened in this game, because one of the seven sages, I can't remember which, I believe it's Norm, but don't quote me on that.
Do not quote him on that. It's not Norm, but I don't remember his name either.
Was it Zinzalin?
I don't think it's Zinzalin either. Wait, no,
It
did
was
you say
either
Norm
Norm
or
or
like
Zinzalin.
Gorm, like Ghorm?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. I don't know why I'm pronouncing it Norm.
It's
To be
fine
fair, in
because
my head, I'm
he's.
also pronouncing Charon as Karen.
Yo, it's fine because he's very unimportant, at least right now.
Yeah, he's one of the seven sages. But the point is, when you do get to the end of Pinwheel Forest, you get the dragon egg right away. You put it in your bag, and what sucks is you can't see it because one of the seven sages comes over and is like, "You know what? I'm going to stop you from meddling in our plans once and for all." When all of a sudden, Berg and shoot, what's her name? We just beat her.
Lenore? Lenore?
Yes, Lenore, thank you. I'm still on that end sound, and I'm like, it doesn't start with an N. But yeah, Lenore and Berg come and save you, and he's like, gym leaders, this is the last time you'll meddle, but we'll let you have this for once, because as it turns out, it's not in fact what they were looking for. What they were in fact looking for was the light or dark stone, which is in the museum right there next to the freaking skeleton. Like, they missed it by a mile. They could have had this no problem.
Wow, actually, I didn't even know that one. I'm gonna be real.
Yeah, so backtracking to the Nekrine Museum, even before you get to the gym, you get a tour of the museum, and it's like, he tells you, "Oh, this is a skeleton. Oh, this is a fossil or whatever. Oh, this is a pretty rock that's practically useless, and that's the stone that, that has a legendary dragon in it."
Huh.
It's right there,
Neat.
three steps behind the skeleton.
Hey man, they didn't know. They were just guessing.
Spoilers.
Damn,
But
you actually spoiled me. Wow, I
I
didn't know
mean,
that.
10 years. I mean, is it really spoilers if the game came out 10 years ago?
Well, to me, yes, but everybody else, no. That's hilarious, though. Damn, I feel like yo, that happened to Dan on Game Grumps. They're talking about this skit called Spoiler Owl, where it's an owl who literally just screams spoilers at the top of his lungs, and then Danny actually got spoiled by something and was really mad about it, and Aaron was like, "Dude, that thing's from 15 years ago. If you were gonna see it, you would have saw it by now."
I apologize. I apologize, Mrs.
It
Shrimp.
is just
But
fine. Don't worry about it.
the fact that the one thing that could potentially give them absolute power is like two blocks away, and the game deems it as pretty to look at but not important, is
They
hilarious.
don't even
But
know.
going back into the forest, you go through the forest, and to be honest, there's a lot of Pokemon here, so I spent a lot of time catching Pokemon. I believe last time I told you that it took me 3 hours originally to catch all three
Yep.
monkeys. And this time it took me only like an hour and a half because Pansage came up right away. And then I kept getting Pansage and Pansears until finally my hack worked and I got a Panpour. the Pan Sage I named Kyoshi, and the Pan Poor I named Kurik. If you guys remember, my Pan Seer, which I received from the Dream Yard, is Roku. These are the three avatars that came before Aang. And I don't need to name one after Aang because there's no elemental monkey that is a flying type. And more importantly, all the airbenders are dead.
Destroyed.
I mean, Legend of Korra, they're not, but still. That being aside, there's a lot of Pokemon to catch. I caught a Venipede named Vinny. A Swaddle, which I named Swaddle. You know, the proper spelling of the Swaddle. Mm-hmm. Not the Pokemon spelling. I'm trying to think of what else I caught. There was a Pidove, but I avoided catching that because I already had it.
Did you get Cottony?
No, I got a Lilligant.
Oh.
So this is the second in-game, or not in-game, version exclusive, and it's a grass type. Whereas one version, black version, gives you Cottony. In white, you get Petzl. But the nice thing is, in the Korean city, you can go back and trade your version exclusive for its counterpart. So either way, I got a Cottony via trade, even though
I forgot about that.
What's really nice is after you beat the game, if you go back to her, you can battle the original Pokemon that you traded for.
Oh.
And depending on which level of Cottony or Petlil is that you trade her, when you get to post-game, you could be battling a level 100 Pokemon, which would potentially be the strongest canon game, canon NPC Pokemon to date.
Mm.
Because when you do battles like this under normal circumstances, they get nerfed to level 50.
Yeah, they do.
But this would be the highest level Pokemon, potentially. All depending on which level you trade that Cottony or Petlil. Mm. Petlil. Let's see. But after that, we get to the sky. I believe it's a Sky Arrow Bridge. And this just shows the difference between Diamond and Pearl on DS Engine and Unova. And oh my god, I love this bridge. Before we get into the bridge itself, what did you catch and what did you think of the forest?
So the forest was actually a pretty cool area. There's a lot of winding pathways. Man, the encounter rate was high as hell, dude. You couldn't take three steps without running into a Pokemon. I got a Cottony, I got a Venipede, I got a Swaddle. I haven't trained any of them, although I do want to train Venipede because I like Venipede. I didn't really get any of the elemental monkeys. I couldn't find any shaking grass patches, I was just trying to get to the next gym because I was like, man, Berg is super interesting. I could come back to the monkeys at some point.
Yeah. You want to know my secret, though? Right at the beginning, that first patch of grass that you see, use repels and run back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Rustling grass will appear quickly. Your odds for catching the monkeys will vary. But, you know, rustling grass will appear quickly.
Okay. Ooh, hello. All right.
Do that in-game trade because traded Pokemon get a big boost on EXP.
Nice.
Which is going to be great.
Okay. Oh my god, what was I trying to say? On to Sky Arrow Bridge. Sky Arrow Bridge is actually, so for the time, that would have been like astonishing to see for a kid, because it's just like every other Pokemon game before then was it was just so small, and that crit, wow, that actually crit, that's hilarious. Anyway, so it was really small, and the sprites are really like basic. But with Sky Arrow Bridge, it's this huge winding bridge that the camera pans all the way back for, and there are trains and people and cars, and you can see all the stuff and movement happening as you're crossing the bridge. And it's really, really cool, the scale of the bridge that's there. Yeah, it's so sick. And after Sky Arrow Bridge is when we actually get into Castalia City proper.
Like right before then, you get like when you get to the end of the bridge, you get to see the city skyline. And for that time, like you said, it would have been amazing to see. And I played at night, so I had that nighttime landscape. I'm not sure if you played in the night or the day, but how did that look like entering the city from the
I
bridge?
played during the daytime. So it was a lot of like the water in the sky was like super clear blue. There was a lot of people out on the bridge. You could see just a bunch of movement. I don't know how it compares to nighttime because I just haven't seen it during nighttime.
At nighttime, it's kind of dark, but it's essentially you see a stereotypical nighttime city skyline. It's still really cool. But the city, there's a lot to do. And before we get to the side quests, there's always the main quest. And you can always choose to do these things after. So we're going to talk about all those side quests right after, because it's a huge city. There's four streets, four piers, and four streets does not sound like a lot. But when you're about the size of like how would I scale this? They're like, how do I scale this? When you're about the size of like, I want to say that scrolling thing on a computer mouse, but I don't think people
A
know what that
mouse
is
wheel?
anymore. Yeah. I think there's the characters are physically smaller than that. Not to them, but like to us. They're like the size of my thumbnail, maybe less than that. And the city itself on the DS Engine is huge.
That it is.
But essentially, the main story here is you go to the gym. Charon's already beaten Berg, which he has a type disadvantage in my case, and he said it was easy. So Berg should be a pushover. He's also bug type, and bug types are not known to be the strongest types.
Yeah, but he likes them.
Sadly. Yeah, sadly, he may be a pushover. But what happens in the main story is you go, and right before you enter the gym, Berg comes out panicked or urgently comes out of the gym because a friend of his gave him a call. You follow him to one of the piers where it's discovered that Team Plasma has stolen one of Bianca's Pokemon, that Pokemon being Amuna. We also get introduced to Iris, if it was Iris in your version.
It was Iris in my version.
Okay, good. So that they kept the same. And she's this energetic, powerful trainer, and that's all we know about her right now. And have to go and find Team Plasma's hideout right across the street from the gym. Literally. Terrible hiding spot. But after you go in, I mean, after you battle Team Plasma, you go in and you see a few of the seven sages, including our friend Getsis. And he and Berg have this talk. It turns out Berg was there for the initial Team Plasma meeting where we saw him for the first time in Accumula Town for that first big speech.
Nice remembering
And
my name.
what that speech did was inspire Berg, thank you, to treat his Pokemon better. So while the idea of Pokemon liberation he disliked, he took the good parts of that speech, or what he considered to be the good parts of that speech, and improved his life with it. this intrigue gets us to the point where he allowed the Team Plasma member to actually return Bianca's Muna, and after that you're free to go out and challenge the gym. Now that we have that side, I want to go to a quick dark theory before we get into the whole how was your experience, how was my experience. And that dark theory bounces back to which Pokemon was stolen. Another Muna. Now, if you remember from the Dream Yard, what Pokemon were they abusing? Muna. If you remember last episode, which Pokemon did I guess that they stole from the little girl? Muna. And which Pokemon is confirmed to be stolen here in Castellia City? Muna. They are still trying to get the Dream Mist. And why? I bounce back to my idea that they want Dream Mist. It's this hallucinogenic drug they can use to alter the beliefs of people. And they want to drug people to control them. This is probably like the worst thing any villain's done in history. Like, as far as Pokemon go, the villains have done a lot of bad things, including summoning gods in Sinnoh, or in Platinum version, summoning the devil himself. But aside from that, like, Hoenn, yes, they summon and try to flood or remove all the water in the world, whatever. That could be brushed upon because that's like supposed to be the highlight of the game. That makes sense. But as far as like an early game low scale thing, they're trying to drug people on a mass, like on a mass scale. They plan on infecting all of Unova with their ideas. If they're trying to get this many Muna, it just reinforces the fact that they're gonna try something big. They're gonna try to drug the world. I don't remember off the top of my head if after this there's another instance with a Muna as far as their plans go, but I still think it's big enough to show off because they've abused one Pokemon, they've stolen two, and of those three instances, two Pokemon are confirmed to be the same. We can assume the third one or the middle one was a Muna. They're trying to drug and abuse these people.
Yeah, I agree.
One thing that's nice in this little segment of the main story is even though Bianca's Pokemon gets stolen, we see that she's improved a little. We've seen that she's grown a little. And seeing her with Iris, Berg brings a good point. There's a little give and take. While Bianca herself doesn't have the confidence she needs, she found a friend with the confidence that she can grow off of. So go, Bianca. We support
I'm
this.
happy. Honestly, I think Bianca has grown a lot. Let's see
It's
here.
only been three gyms. Like,
Yeah, no.
it's a lot of development in such a short time. So we proud of her. We happy for her. Like, we support. Go, Bianca.
Hell yeah, dude. And we don't get to see a lot of Charon in here. We do not.
Nah, I feel like it's too big, too noisy, and he's the kind of person that needs his space in order to, I guess, push himself to be the best that he can be. So he went in the gym and left.
And pretty
Because
much.
remember, the last gym, we were the first ones there, and he's trying to improve and get ahead of us. And with so many distractions in the city, I feel like he'd have to get away from those distractions in order to help him or help himself accomplish his dream. If he could avoid the distractions, he can go and train and get stronger. But with all that out of the way, how was Castellia City for you? What did
So,
you do and how was it?
for me, Castalia City was actually pretty cool. So that city is huge. There's a lot of places to go to, a lot of people to talk to, and I talked to everybody I could. So first up is that there's basically two sections of the city. there's like the outer front part of the city, and then the outer front part of the city that has like docks and the Pokemon Center and like you know, a bunch of little buildings you can go into. And then there's the inner part of the city, where there's like four little streets that you can go up and down. Three of them are normal streets, and one of them's a back alley. And then there's like a fountain with like a dancer in it. And then behind there is Route 4. And there's a bunch of different buildings you can go to. Excuse me. Lots of different shops. There's, you know, just a lot to do. For me, exploring that place was a bit daunting at first. Just because there was just so much to do. But once I actually started like going and checking out each different place, talking to the people there, it started feeling a little bit smaller, a little more homey, a little more comfortable, just because, you know, me and Karasu are city boys, so we're pretty used to that. I found a bunch of different interesting people that gave me a bunch of different interesting items. For instance, I found a guy who gave me a leaf stone in order to evolve my pan sage. I mean, my pan sage.
Monkey.
I
Monkey gonna
didn't
be a
use
big
it yet.
boy?
No, I didn't use it yet because he learns a move that I want him to have, but he learns it at like level like 30. But
Yeah.
if I don't teach it to him now, he's not gonna learn it until I get the TM for it. So I'm just like, I'll just bite the bullet and just train him.
Yeah, the elemental monkey is like any Pokemon that evolves with a stone. Learn significantly less moves after you evolve them. So the more you train now with them, the better they're going to be when you evolve People also frown upon the three elemental monkeys because you can catch so many better Pokemon of those three types. But I think it's a cool thing to have.
I also think it's a cool thing to have. So continuing on, I found the game dev studio, because the game devs always put themselves somewhere in the game. And in this game in particular, they put themselves in one of the buildings in Castelia City. And they're talking about how if you complete the Pokédex to come back, and how if you get a lot of strong Pokémon to come back, there's the three dancers where you fight them and then you get them together and they give you, I don't remember
An
what they give you,
amulet
but they give you something nice.
coin. It doubles your money, I think,
Yeah,
when you
doubles your
battle.
money for Pokemon who have been in the battle. And you don't have to have the Pokemon at the beginning or at the end. They just have to participate at some point. I wasn't able to get a Castelia cone, like the ice cream. I don't know when you're supposed to be able to do that, but I waited 2 days and man, it just didn't happen.
I think it's Tuesdays because I also miss it. I'm like, well, I'll just get it next week.
All right. And then after a while, like after walking around a bit, you learn that Bianca gets her Pokemon stolen by Team Plasma Grunt. That's when everybody like meets each other. We meet Iris for the first time. Burr gets the gist on the situation, and that's when things really start. So, Bianca gets her Pokemon stolen by Team Plasma. It's the Muna again, and you and Burr have to go and try to find it. I know Karasu went over this, but I'll go over it briefly as well. It really. To just cut a long story short, you find Team Plasma's hideout just outside the gym because they thought they could get away with it. So they just went
They
for
thought it
it.
was funny.
Pretty much, yeah. So they set up shop right outside his gym. So then we go find them, and they're talking about, oh yeah, so Pokemon Liberation, we need this Muna, blah blah blah. And so Charon says his speech about how,
Sharon.
Sorry, Berg. Sorry, I'm fighting Charon right now.
Charon becomes the antagonist in the story. The real villain is me.
So Berg says his spiel about not being like being swayed enough by Getsis and Team Plasma to think about his relationship with Pokemon, but still disagreeing with what they're doing and not being okay with it. You know, like an adult would do. It's not all or nothing. You can think and disagree with certain parts of an argument, but whatever.
Not everything is black or white.
So Getsis was saying that in the name Pokemon Liberation, he's gonna find Zekrom, the Dragon of Ideals, and, you know, use him to do what he wants. But he says it weirdly, and I, even for me, I'm like, man, you slipped up. That was a really stupid move on your part. Because what he says was that with that dragon in hand, I'll be able to shape the world the way I mean, Team Plasma wants. And it's like, dude, are you serious? How could you?
Yeah.
He. I guess he was in the heat of the passion right there. Because, bro, that was a really stupid move.
Like, if you guys skip over this, if you guys are spamming the A button, skipping through this, and then later discover that he's the big bad, like, this should be your biggest tip right here.
You should have caught it before now, but he's literally just laying it out on the table. Like, dude, are you, what? Why did you just say that right now?
Big bad revealed right here, right now.
Dang, I feel bad because, oh yeah, so ever since I got the amulet coin like first, and ever since then I've been like literally just robbing these trainers, bro.
I haven't used it, to be honest.
I just got, I fought two battles and I got like 10,000 poke, and that's I got like 6,000 from Berg. I got another 5,000 from Bianca, and I got another 5,000 from Charon.
I should have used it on Berg. Oh my god! I'm an idiot. So much
money.
All right. What else did you do in the city, or does that cover it?
In the city, I went around. I bought a lot of drinks, a lot of lemonade, a lot of fresh water, and a lot of soda pop, just because they're better items than potions that I can get right now. I didn't check out the shop.
21 doesn't mean you can have those lemonades yet. Like, mm-hmm. Pace yourself.
Yeah. And they're really, really good. So they're gonna be. I'm gonna use those later. Honestly, that does really cover it, because I was just doing a lot of stuff. Oh, I didn't find any new instruments to play. There is a guitar dude, but he didn't add anything to the soundtrack, which I thought was weird.
No.
And I found a party. It was a bunch of people from all across the world, and some of them even spoke different languages. But because I'm a filthy American and I can only read English and Spanish, and these guys were talking in like Portuguese, there's definitely French, a German dude.
There is.
Yo,
there's also a German.
I was like, yo, what? You're speaking runic to me, dude. I don't know what to do here.
So, it being not my first time playing through, I knew more or less the layout of the city. And me being born in Queens means that New York feel I was at home with. So, what I decided to do was skip ahead and go to Route 4, because I knew that, yes, Berg was a bug type, but a lot of the bug types that we're seeing right now are either bug rock, bug poison, bug fire, bug grass. And the majority of them were bug grass. And Percy the Duat does not have a good time with grass types.
That's true.
But knowing in the desert I can catch Pokemon to counteract that, that's what I wanted to do right away. So I went to Route 4, and if you go into the dark sand, it's essentially grass. You find Pokemon there. And the Pokemon I caught this time around were Zenny, not the Darumaka. What's the pre-evolved form?
It's Darumaka.
Oh, because, yeah, no.
Because the fully evolved
form is into Darmanitan. I caught Zenny, the Darumaka. I caught Kuki, the Sandile. I believe I named it Baggy. Baggy was my Scraggy. And a lot of people like Scraggy. Like, a lot of people who plays a lot more serious, especially for Unova games, use Scraggy because of its dark and fighting types. The two probably best types in the Unova region.
Yo, I literally just got a Scraggy. Say less. Yo.
That's like a lot of work. And for my style, Scraggy just doesn't fit the way the way I train. But I'll still try to evolve it. You know, gotta try your very best to be the very best. I don't think I caught anything else, but I went back into the city and did everything that I could. So right away, from like the entrance, I got a firestone, even though that's like the easiest stone to find in the game. There's another one coming up very soon. We'll see in the next episode. But just having it in case I wanted to evolve Roku right away for the gym, you know, it was something that I was kind of juggling with. After that, I went on to the main street to train a few buildings away from the Pokemon Center is a battle institute where there's two floors of trainers that you can battle, and at the end you beat the boss of that battle institute and he'll give you an EXP share.
That's
probably the most helpful thing right now.
I need that.
You're about to turn back.
I need that. You're about to turn back. Where is that?
A few buildings back there. It's like the middle building in Main Street. A few buildings after that is an IQ, or not an IQ. I forget what the name of the building was, but essentially they give you quizzes and stuff that at the time you go to other people, give them the quizzes, and you get a score. You're essentially labeled a statistician, and you get items depending on how many people complete these quizzes for you. I believe it said on Bulbapedia that to 100% all the quizzes and to get all the items, it takes about 3 months.
Ooh.
And that's putting the timer on nonstop. So that's like the one side quest or the one part of the game I'm okay with not 100% completing. But, you know, we do what we can. After that, there are a lot of things to do. Castellia Cone I didn't get. But if you go to the little art museum right in front and take a look at the paintings, they have to do with the legends of Unova. One was called White Fire, one Black Thunderbolt, one legend. And hey, if you talk to the little Harlequin, yeah.
I hate to ask again, but where is that experience, sir?
Okay, so you go to the main street, and yep, it's to the left of the Pokemon Center.
Okay.
It'll say Battle something, Battle Company, Battle Institute, something like that.
Yep, okay.
And when you walk in, you're going to see a janitor.
Okay.
That's how you know you hit the right building.
Hooray, I did it. Thanks, buddy.
Yes. Mind you, they are pretty tough for that level.
Oh. Well, so, gotta break VX and make an omelet.
It was a lot of good training for me, especially with Darumaka, because having a fire type is great, but Pantsier doesn't have the attack that Darumaka has at the same level. And having moves like Fire Fang and Fire Punch to reinforce that physical attack, like, that's amazing, especially against bug types. So I had to train up. But yeah, if you go into the art museum, talk to the Harlequin there, if you show him a Pokemon of the type he asks, he'll let you choose one of several berries that you can take, and he'll do this once a day. So if you like collecting berries, go there. There's also, like, Mr. Shrimp said, a back alley where you get the TM for Flash. If you enter the little cafe there, which is my favorite part of the city, like, it's nice, it's relaxing, you'll meet a guitarist who changes up the music a little. And on top of that, you'll get a free lemonade. Yeah, it was a lemonade, not a soda pop.
Nope.
I like it. It reminds me of this small bar with a home field, but of course, it's a Pokemon game. They're not going to say it's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the three dancers, I'm trying to think. There is one person you can talk to in the multicultural party who will give you the TM for Attract. And I believe that's it. There's a lot to cover for the city, but a lot of it you just have to go and explore for yourself. A lot of the items that you can find, they're given to you by talking to people. If you look in the streets, yes, there are some people you can go and talk to, but the majority are running back and forth to get to where they have to go. Some of them, if you get in their way, will run around you.
Which I find and hilarious.
Yeah, it reinforces the fact that this is New York. They're trying to get to their job. A lot of them are secretaries and clerks and things like that. It just gives it more of a New York feel. And going towards the fact that they will legit go out of their way to avoid you. I remember my very first time playing this game, coming back after I beat the game with my bike. And the people will either go left or right to dodge you. So what I did was follow them along and kept this person on a straight path until they eventually went the other way and avoided me. I think I had them trapped for like a legit minute. And they were like, no, I gotta go. We can't be doing this.
That's
so it's a lot of fun.
That's pretty funny, actually.
And while the whole game has a lot of movement, like if you go to Route 1, depending on the season, you'll see something like leaves or whatever in the wind. This city reinforces that idea of movement more than anything else. And it's because people are running back and forth. They don't have time to talk. You can't talk to them. They're legit. You press A. Even if you have the best of timings, like you can't talk to these people running back and forth. It's a small nod to not only the fact that it's New York, but to the improvement, because you don't see movement like this. Like I said, in previous generations,
it is
the game's a very lot nice. Faster, and the story's at a much faster pace as well. But that being said, we're going to post this later today, and this is going to be after the battle, after the trades, and. Apparently, he's moving on to Nimbasset City, so expect that episode to be coming soon, because Nimbasset City itself is a big city where we meet my favorite gym leader, and we'll get into a lot of that later. But for now, for the time being, everyone stay safe. My ideal tryhards, you know who to root for this battle. We know who's coming out on top.
Yep, we all know the truth.
No worries.
It's going to be a good time.
Wow. That's a nice slide, though.
All right. So, my true tryhards, it has been super real. Did you want to say something else?
No, I was asking if you had anything else to say. But you're right. This is the realest city we got.
Honestly, yeah.
And it's super real.
This was a actually really, really fun city to explore. There's a lot of little things to do, and I think that really adds to the charm. Especially seeing how many people are actually really nice.
We did forget something.
Is it the attraction?
The gym.
Is it the attraction? Oh, right. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious, dude.
Okay, so let me sum up the gyms we've had so far, just to give like this, just to kind of make up for the fact and give them a big, big, I guess, grand entrance, Berg style entrance. The gyms we've seen so far are Straighten City, which has been a nice, delightful small cafe. Nakreen City, which is a nice, calm, peaceful museum. And then as soon as you get into the gym, there's honey everywhere. Literally walls of honey you have to walk through.
It's
and oh my god.
Actually pretty interesting how he did that.
It is, and I love it. And the fact is with the honey you have to push through. And if you don't push hard enough, it'll legit bounce you back. On top of that, there's a series of switches you have to turn on in order to move gates to walk through more honey. Some of these switches, however, have trainers. And all of his trainers are Harlequins, which I find a bit odd considering Berg is an artist and there are paintings everywhere. So I would.
You would assume there'd be artists. Probably assume there's. You know, whatever, I guess.
Yeah. But I still think that this is one of the funnest gyms there is. It just has this nice, lively feel to it. But how did you do with the gym?
The gym was pretty easy for me. As everybody knows, I have both a fire type and a rock type in my team. I have Reiki, my Pignite, and then I have Philberta, I renamed her, but I have her the Rock and Rolla, so it's pretty free for the most part. Not to mention I have a few like surprising moves on other types of my Pokemon, so I had a pretty good time. But the thing is that I've been trying to level up my Patrat Remy so that I can have a Watchog and just call it a day. And he...
There's a daycare center. You don't have to train him. They train him for you.
So, no, I used that for Purloin because I didn't want to do Purloin. And, man, Remy, yo, they breathe on him too hard and he faints. It's like, dude, defense doesn't exist for my mans. And he's higher level than them. But it's how it would be.
The thing is, at the beginning of the game, yes, you have Patrat and Lillipup lines available to you, but everywhere you go, it's recommended that you train the Lillipup line because it's a stronger line.
I believe it, too.
Like, Patrat is your true Rattata of the game.
I believe it, too.
And then Rattata is
stronger. I just don't know if Lillipup can learn Cut. That's so, my main thing.
It cannot.
Dag.
But you don't really need Cut for the main story. So you can always leave him in a box and just HM Slave grab him whenever you need.
Not Dag. All right. But yeah, so the gym was actually really, really interesting because you go from all this, like, really... You go from all these... all these big city, like, modern buildings, and then you come in, and it's a building just full of honey, and it's like, what? What did I just walk into? And it's all, like, hexes.
You walk out of, yeah, there's a lot of gray in the city, and there's color in the gym. Like, it's a huge, like you said, like, it's a huge contrast.
Very, very big. And honestly, Berg's fight was also free for me. Like, Reiki, Paris Horston, Roggenrola, Philberta, like they did some massive, massive work. And when Berg pulled out the Levani, I'm like, all right, Reiki, do your thing. So Levani hits me with like 3 razor leaves and doesn't even get me down to a third of my HP. And I do 2 workups and a flame charge, and he just, bro, when I tell you he ragdolled, yo, he didn't even stand a chance.
No. And for me as well, this gym was a complete sweep. I trained Zenny the Doromaka, which is a fire type. I had another fire type to follow. And for all the, I believe there were Dwebble in the gym, which are double as rock types.
Rock type, the broad part type.
Yes, I had Percy ready. And yes, it had the ability Sturdy, which is annoying, but they didn't do anything for damage. So by the time I got to Berg, it was legit Zenny send out for Fire Punch, swap out when he swapped Pokemon, Razor Shell, swap out, Fire Punch. Game, set, match.
Not bad.
Like I said, the Bug Type is a pushover. And it's sad because there's a lot of great Bug Types out there. Like, I feel like they're a very interesting type. But they're not strong.
Pour one out for my boys.
Not all of them. It is. And one of my favorite bug types, which I want to put on my main team. You know, fire bug, the only reason it's that strong is because it doubles as fire type. Okay, I think we covered everything for real this time.
I agree. Wow. That's okay, so fun.
Time for the actual end cards. And then I can't believe we forgot
That's really funny, actually.
Especially with how much we talked about him because he was so involved in this story. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one thing I like about these games. The gym leaders aren't just going to sit there until you come up to them. They're involved somehow.
Which is super cool. All right. So, are we ready for real this time?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right. So...
Ideally, these will be our true end cards for today.
Man, he used them both. All right, I didn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
All right, stay toasty, my friends.
Yes, stay disconnected from each other, you know, 6 feet apart, put your masks on, stay connected to the team we tried. Stay safe.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
And we're live with the question mark?
Yes, we are. All right, so earlier today we recorded, and I haven't posted yet because I wanted to record this along with it. And for those of you tryhards who are following us on our Unova adventure, you probably figured sooner or later a battle was going to happen.
Oh, is it my turn? All right. Yeah. No, usually there's more of an intro than that. Sorry about that, y'all.
I'm kind of prepping for Monday, for Monday's episode.
All right. So yeah, the main thing that we were trying to do today after the first recording session was trade at battle and see how our Pokemon fared. The trade went through with one hitch. Instead of us trading Bert and Ernie, I was supposed to have Ernie talking Lucian, Karasu over here. Sorry, I'm thinking about his trainer name. Instead of him having Bert and me having Ernie, we traded Ernie for Ernie because he forgot. It was pretty funny.
What was the joke?
The joke was that it was supposed to be Bert and Ernie, and now we got Ernie and Ernie, so now we have Ernie squared just in our boxes. And now, instead of... I was just about to say that. And now I traded away Ernie, and I got Ernie with a rash, with like a skin rash, because I had Sock and he had Throw, and Throw's just like, I sent Ernie away and he came back, and now he's like twice the size and also just red all over his face. So, yo, my boy went to summer camp and got messed up.
You know what happens at summer camp.
Don't say it like that.
What do you mean?
Don't worry.
Oh, okay, so...
Oh, my God. Don't say it like, oh, we all know what happened to summer camp. Bro!
We do. I've worked at a summer camp. The workers get annoyed by kids. It happens every year.
Yay. Workers always get annoyed by kids.
All right, going into the battles.
Are we moving straight on to battles or any
more trades? I mean, that was the only trade we had today. So let's talk about the battles. There was a series of four battles, right. Single, double, rotation, single, double, triple, and rotation. That's the order we did it in.
Yeah, so we did one of each. Yeah, one of each, right? So basically, I went in with the team that I've been grinding. I shouldn't say grinding, I've just been progressing with this team. They were like the first couple Pokemon I caught, so I just did it. And that was Pignite, Pansage, Timpole, Timber, Blitzel, and Roggenroller.
My team kind of varied each battle. So the first battle I went in with Percy the Duat. I had my Darumaka. I believe I had Rufus. I had Rufus ready. Rufus is my Drillbur. What else did I have in that match? I actually didn't use the last three, if I remember.
You had Sigilyph. You also had...
I had a Leopard.
Leopard.
Thank you. And I can't remember the last Pokemon that I had, because honestly, I didn't use it.
Oh, yeah. So... Karasu, he was telling me behind the scenes that he was going to train for our battle, and I was like, okay, I'll train a little bit too. So I got like one, two extra levels, and this dude pulls up and has an almost 9 level difference on me, and I'm like, dude, are you serious right now?
I train.
so he pulls up, and he has like all these different Pokemon, and all of them are like way higher level than all of my other Pokemon. Some of them are even more, most of them are more evolved than mine also. So that was not good. Like, I did make a lot of nice plays, but just the level difference was just way too big. So like you can play as smart as you want, those numbers aren't really gonna work with you. So the single rotation, like all of those were basically just losses. Like, even though a lot of Pokemon did a lot of good work, it's just, like, there's not really much you can do when all of your attacks are doing 5 damage and then all of his attacks are doing, like, 60.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say it was fun, but it wasn't on par, so we can't really tell by the single battle which version is better. So then we moved on to double battle
nerfed team. So after that, another problem became apparent just with Timber. He's slow, and I'm not sure if it's my Timber, if it's like a nature thing, or what was going on with that, but he wasn't doing a lot of damage, even on super effective hits. Like, he just wouldn't seal a kill, like, regardless. Even with Pokemon that were on the same level, like normal types on the same level, he just wasn't sealing kills. And I outfitted him with a scope lens, and I even got off Focus Energy. And out of the 4 battles that we had and the around 20 times he attacks, he only crit 1 time, which is unlucky as hell. And because he can't kill and he's not doing any crits and he's just taking up an extra slot, he's literally just like a free slot.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird.
I kept getting
crits, and his Timber was supposed to be the one critting.
I built my Timber 4 crits, and he literally only got 1 the entire session. So I was like, yo, is this it? Is this my comeuppance for getting so many shinies in Pokemon Go? It was pretty bad. And then I also tried paralysis strats to get a couple more free turns. Paralysis, Leech Seed, and I didn't get off Confusion. But yeah, so out of the roughly 25, maybe 27 at most paralysis chances, none of them went off. He wasn't paralyzed a single time through that entire encounter.
No, there was one time where Duo, I believe it was in the single battle, was paralyzed by one of your Pokemon, but I used an item to get out of it. I'm not
color me surprised.
Like,
I thought you were getting off that paralysis because you needed the speed, well, not because of
cuts your speed in half. It's kind of like Burns cutting your attack in half. But I did use a paralyzed heal because I didn't want to be paralyzed. I needed to pull off speed.
Yeah. So that was not that was not a good first round for me.
How do you feel about the double battles?
I think double battles are fun, and they have a lot more strategy to them. Because there's 2 Pokemon on the field now at the same time, and now you have to contend with all of their weaknesses and all of their strengths and how different moves work. Which is super cool. The only thing with my double battle is that Cleft, which was my Timber, is a free slot. So, like, it's basically fighting with 1 Pokemon and, like, a Magikarp that can do tackle. So that's...
Cleft was the MVP.
Cleft?
Yes.
Cleft survived a hit and took out 2 Pokemon, but one was already weakened, and then the other one was my 1 crit. I got it. I got it that time. And then no other times. It was not good.
I don't remember the team I used for my double or triple battle. So when we talk
about triple battle, you went with, well, you had Pansier a lot. You used Pansier a lot because I don't know how many fire types you have, but you went with him and Darumaka.
I have 2, 1 and 2. Hello?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can start.
I have those 2 at the moment. As soon as I get Litwick, that's my main. I always found it useful to have, like, it started off with these games, but having a fire type as my second. So the first time I played, Pansier was my second in command until I got Litwick. And then this time playing around, it was Pansier. Now it's Darumaka. And it's going to be Litwick as soon as I get Litwick.
Yeah, Litwick's pretty nice. Litwick is pretty nice.
Trying to think.
But how do you feel you did with the double battle?
Honestly, for most battles, I made some pretty good choices. Knowing exactly how to take certain hits was pretty good. Like being able to switch out and remembering a lot of the moves and what their types were. If I had a flying type, then that would have at least like mitigated some of the stuff that was happening. So that's on me, but I didn't really think that the difference would be so drastic. Even so, you know, in double battles, I did, considering the circumstances, I think it did pretty good.
Yeah.
Since I was able to balance out a lot of my Pokemon, I was able to get out a lot of status effects and do some damage. I even took out a couple of yours.
So here's one thing for the listeners to know. While my team were weakened significantly because I changed Pokemon, Percy the Duot was in all of my teams, and he was the highest level.
He's almost level 30 compared to like everybody on my team was like level 22, 23.
On top of that,
and you'd think that
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go on. So I was gonna say you'd think that having like type advantage and stuff would really affect that stuff, but it really doesn't matter as much as just the raw levels.
On top of that, because people are so reliant on their starters. And my starter has a type advantage over his. Like, that's an absolute. Once your starter goes down, like, your hope goes down with it.
It is tough. It is tough to make it back from that. There you go.
I'm trying to think. The triple battle was. That was your first triple battle, right?
Yeah, that was my first triple battle, and this was also my first rotation battle. Rotation I was really hyped for the rotation battle.
Triple and rotation battles are a thing only in Unova. They never brought it back, and it's a gimmick that, you know, if you've played through it, you know it. If you haven't, it's just something you don't quite get, because it's not exactly the same as a double battle. Yes, you have one more Pokemon involved, but that's something else you have to factor into. You're thinking of three things at once, three moves ahead instead of just the two. So how's your experience with the triple battle?
To be honest, I think they're probably like my least favorite kind of battle. Not because it's bad, just it feels kind of pointless. Like I like normally, I would say it's like balancing three different Pokemon at once, but you're really not. You're really balancing two Pokemon. Like, it's basically a 1v2 on the ends, and then in the middle, it's just whoever can take the damage the most. So I don't really, or like, who can dodge. Like, that's, the middle is where you put somebody who has double team, or like, has some kind of like defensive boost, or doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. Like, that's what that slot is, because everyone can attack the middle. It's like the aggro drawer.
Yeah.
And then the sides of it were just like backup.
The strategy I remember having was putting a Pokemon with Razor Leaf or Swift in the middle, because you hit all three Pokemon, and that was, I'm pretty sure that was annoying for you to have to go through.
It did hit all the Pokemon and chip them. If we were higher level, it wouldn't have been as annoying, mainly because if we were higher level, then like having the 10, 12 damage that did wouldn't be as bad, because we would have higher HP. But because we only, like, a lot of my Pokemon just barely broke over 50, so getting hit for 10, 12 HP actually hurts like a lot. And for all three of them at the same time, like, I can't, it's not really possible for me to manage that with my moves. So I gotta grind. I gotta like get higher level so I can get better stuff for that.
Yeah, the reason why it's not capped at 50, why the levels weren't 50, is because we couldn't get the infrared to work for some reason. I'm not quite sure what it is, so if anyone knows what it is, please, we gave out our email.
Oh, definitely.
Email us.
Definitely. Email, on Twitter, in the comments, anything there, that would be fantastic.
I'm sorry to think maybe it's the DS, because those games came out with around the time the DSi came out. I'm not sure if it's your DS older or if it's something entirely different.
It could be my DS. I've had this one for a while. It could be my Dio. I can see that happening.
But we still got to battle, and then the rotation battle. Oh my god!
Rotation battle was pretty fun. I did like that one.
That was probably the fairest match we had, and I think the number one reason for that was, you know, my monkeys could not go into the avatar state like I wanted them to.
A lot of the so. With all the Pokemon being on the same level, like around the same level, it was a much fairer fight, and I was doing a lot better. Once he broke out Percy, then it was like, it's basically a raid battle. Like, it's basically funneling all of your resources into fighting just him, because he's the only one that's actually a threat. not that everything there isn't a threat, but there's literally nothing else to worry about other than his duo. Like threat level for the rest of his team is like 4, 5, 6. Percy's like a 12.
I can't,
because he's stronger and faster than the rest of
the team. I can't wait for our next battle, because I'm pretty sure your strategy is centered on Percy. Like,
Percy. It's gonna have to, like, if the level lead continues this way, it's gonna have to be. The way I normally play is like balancing out my team, because I don't really like having anybody falling behind too much.
Yeah.
So I like balancing my team a lot. So in trying to continue to play the way I am, I'm going to need to grind a lot just so I can keep everybody relatively the same strength so we can take on Percy.
On top of
that,
his moveset was pretty good. Percy,
his moveset is pretty good.
He had a Mystic Water, which increased his water type attack, stab moves, by 1.5%. On top of that, it get the bonus for being stab moves. And on top of that, his coverage as revenge, if he gets hurt, it doubles the damage of revenge. And it goes from 60 damage to 120. Like, that's not an easy thing to, especially this early on in the game. It's hard to find a strategy to go around it. It's hard to have.
Yeah, especially since
a flying type to cover that damage, or a psychic type to cover that damage.
Yeah, dude. It's mainly. And it also goes back a bit to me having Timber. So if anybody's been paying attention, my team is Timber, Pignite. My team was Timber, Pignite, Roggenrola, Pansage, and
Blitzel.
Excuse me.
Blitzel. Terrified of.
So Blitzel was the main damage dealer, because she's really fast and she hits hard. Her main weakness is that she can't take a hit for shit, just like most other electric types. But the main, like, glaring hole in my team was that I was running two fighting types and I had nothing for coverage for anything else. So, like, I only had one fire type, so I only had coverage for... I only had one person to cover grass, you know? I didn't have anybody to cover fighting type. I had no answers to, like, psychic types, you know? Like, that shit... Oh, excuse me. But like that hurts. That hurts my team a lot in the long run.
A lot of my teams were
pretty so it's like, once.
I know that on some of the teams I doubled up on water with my Tortuga. That was hitting crits like crazy. Oh my god.
Yeah, Tortuga. I don't know what was going on with him, but he was hitting crits like left and right, like boom, 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 boom.
Tortuga,
boom.
I just got, and given that they give it Aqua Jet as a stab move right away, and they make it level 25 right away, is amazing. So stab.
Oh yeah, actually that's priority. You don't have to grind it at all.
Plus priority because of freaking Aqua Jet. Like, if I panic,
you don't have to.
What was that? I gotta think of what else I ran. That was. I think my last team was my favorite team, the one for rotation battles, and that was Swalloon. It was the three elemental monkeys, and then Swalloon, Duat, and Darumaka. So fire, water, grass. Excellent type coverage.
It covers almost every type.
And I think that was the best run battle. Rotation battles are not easy to figure out.
because you never know what your opponent's
doing. Rotation battles are very complicated, but I do like them. I really like the idea of being able to switch and use a move. I'm glad one thing about rotation battles is that you can switch, you can like rotate a Pokemon and use them in the same turn. I like that a lot because it just keeps the pace up.
I mean, it's kind of like
that's all I had to say.
It's kind of like the opposite when they brought in, when they shortened the, what's it called, the field in Yu-Gi-Oh, when they brought it down to like 3 slots for monsters, spells, and traps. Instead of slowing it down, you can rotate and attack, and that brought it up so much.
It's sick. It's really cool. And you know, I wish.
Right now, it's probably replaced with raid battles and things like that. So it makes sense that they're not gonna. But I kind of wish they brought it back.
Yeah, I wish they would too. I think that it's really fun.
But I guess that covers it. We should probably say who won which battles. But
with Percy there, Lucian, full sweep. There you go.
Yeah, with Percy there, it's kind of not fair. The next battle.
Are
a lot easier to prepare for.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot more options after the for the next battle too. So that'll help out a lot. And also, hopefully, we can figure out a way to get that IR system working out so that we can both both be at level 50. So like, I don't overlevel and hit Lucian with something stupid like that, or Lucian isn't overleveled. I'm still thinking about your trainer name because I do really like it.
Like, you're gonna see him a lot in our next episode, Team We Tried. Expect to hear that name quite a bit. I'm planning a D&D thing, like a little mini adventure. So listeners, we already have characters, which is nice. We haven't used them in a while, so why not?
I like it. All right. So yeah, we got something new coming up too.
That's Monday.
All right. Did we have anything else to talk about?
At the moment, no. I have to catch up in gym.
We're going to the third gym right now.
Berg is the third gym.
What?
Is the third gym? We battled the Straighten Brothers.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I keep forgetting about the Straighten Brothers, to be honest. Not that they're bad. It's just like, man, we've just seen so much more stuff after them. Like, so much more has happened.
He's forgotten about.
Does that make sense? Like, so Lenore. So, like, Lenore was really, really cool. I had a really tough battle with her. So I remember her a lot. Berg chasing after Team Plasma and seeing his Leavanny, in action. That was pretty cool. Also, Berg's gym was sick. You know what I mean?
They had a nice cafe.
I have more memories with them. I love cafe aesthetics. It's just there's like 4 of them that I've already seen, and I'm just like, man, these are all really cool, huh? Neat. All right, and then I leave.
Okay, so for next episode, do expect a lot. I've already done a lot of training. Some of the Pokemon I've used in the battles today, which is why they're slightly higher level from Mr. Shrimps, and.
Slightly is a bit of an understatement.
It is.
It's definitely going to be a new episode with a lot of new thoughts. I'm having a great time with this game. How about you?
Honestly, I love going back to Unova, but we were talking earlier about not that you're obsessed with the game, but how much you're enjoying it, and like seeing that this is true for someone this far away from like this many years later, it's nice. It's nice that something.
It goes back to like. Oh, sorry, I didn't make it. My bad. So it goes back to old like Nintendo philosophy. At least like back in the day, what they used to say would be like rushed games are gonna be terrible. Like a terrible forever, but game that you have to wait on will be good forever. And like one of these like newer, like a lot of the newer Pokemon games, I hear people actually don't really have fun with. But this one is like really beautifully crafted. You know, they put a lot of attention to detail. They have little quirks that make you want to talk to NPCs and a bunch of other people. They give you reasons to go and fight and battle and like take care of your Pokemon and stuff like that. So it's like it's a lot. It's a lot to do, a lot to see, you know. And I think that's really cool. Even from a game, like, some of its graphics do come off as dated, but they're also very stylized, so they have their charm to them. And like thinking about like the history of how the Pokemon games got to here, like I'm always like a buff like that. I love seeing shit like that. God damn, I always like some stuff. Like that.
He's in his game mode. Excuse the swears. But yeah. At the time, like, it was new, and it kind of reminds me of the. You remember the Pokemon theme for Johto?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, so cool. So sick. I'm happy that something like this happened at least once, and as much as I wish it would happen again, I'm happy that we got it one time.
I fear for the remakes. Eventually,
I also pray for
remakes. Eventually, it's coming.
I'm afraid it deserves it. I can understand that. To be honest with you, I can understand that. All right. I didn't have anything else I wanted to say. How about you,
Kodasi? As far as battles are concerned, no, but I feel like the next
battle, all right, no, what if we got?
Like I said, it's going to be better. You're going to be better prepared. And if we don't, then you got to overtrain. I'm not holding back.
Noted. I'm going to have to put a lot more spare time into this. I'm honestly pretty fine with
that. How many gyms do you want to do before our next battle? Because this one took us three gyms before we battle.
We could do another two. I'll fight it again like two gyms later. Okay.
So guys, we're gonna battle Ulisa, then we're gonna battle Clay, and then I'm going to beat up Mr. Shrimp's team again. I'm overconfident.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
Well, ideally, I would beat you again. Ideally,
and truthfully, I'm going to put a lot more of myself in.
All right. That being said, everyone have a great night. This is going to be posted as soon as possible. It's going to go on our Twitter soon after. And to make sure people are listening, should we set a challenge or something?
Honestly, as a challenge, somebody name their favorite Pokemon in Unova that we can get before. Name your favorite Pokemon in Unova, and if we can get it before the fifth gym, then I'll use it in my team against Kodasi.
Oh, wait, I have an idea that runs off of that. Name a Pokemon we can get before the fifth gym, and whoever catches it first will get a prize. What's that prize?
What's the prize?
I don't know. You think I have prizes?
Normally, yeah.
Do I?
I don't know, man. Well, it sounds like that's something up your alley.
Well, yeah. Let's see who's listening. If you made it this far, definitely comment a Pokemon we can catch. Whoever catches it first gets a prize.
I think we should keep doing challenges like this. I think it'd be fun.
I do too. Yeah, for now that's the challenge. I'll think of one for next time as well. But this time being, everyone have a good night. Don't forget to stay connected. Hashtag go Percy.
Hashtag let's go Reiki.
All right, good night.
Night, guys.